Hi, welcome to Howling Talent, the podcast that sheds light on human and animal talents in all fields. I'm Anna Roy.
And I'm Yvonne Dagger.
Let's get howling. I first hear about Glenn Davis when scrolling through Facebook, and up popped a post about an ultra runner doing a 188-mile, which is about 300-kilometer run, on August 23rd of this year to raise funds for the Senior Staff Feed Club. Welcome to Howling Talent, Glenn.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Welcome, Glenn.
Pleasure. And I quote, running wasn't just a hobby or a trend. It was an integral part of life, one which could transform you from within out. From what you've told me, you were a bit of a party animal, but woke up one more day and decided that enough was enough. So let's start with, what is ultra running? How has it transformed you and your life?
Ultra running is running distances beyond marathons, and so a little ultra marathon would be 50k. We class it as about 31 miles.
Right.
So I've built up to 50 to 100k to 100 miles, currently on 107.
Wow.
And this August, I'll be running coast to coast for the 188. So
that's a bit of a challenge.
Wow.
Yeah, it will be, most definitely.
That is
incredible. So how has it transformed your life getting into the sport?
Well, it's changed my mindset completely. I'm really disciplined these days. And yeah, it's a passion of mine now. So it was a hobby and now it's just a passion. I live for ultra running. You won't catch me at a pub anymore. I need to eat food. And yeah, I've literally changed my circle from drinking buddies to ultra running friends. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's great. That's good. So your old life, Glenn, and your new, have two completely different mindsets, right? How did you go from one to the other to get where you are today? Was that a big, big, huge, huge transition for you? Have you always known that way?
I was stuck in a rut really for a few years, for a long time actually. And being at parties just wasn't serving me anymore, I'll be honest. And so running far has given me a lot of mental discipline and structure in my life. As such.
And have you always been competitive? Have like a competitive nature about you?
In high school, yes, I was a sprinter in high school and I was very, very competitive there. Football I used to play, but I grew out of all of that as I got older and got into the longer distances, like as I said, 10K, half marathons. I booked onto the London Marathon, didn't get in, didn't get selected because it's done by Syndicate. And yeah, so I just thought, why not? Let's just go and run 50K on my own. So I did and I done it. So then that was it for me. The coin dropped and here I am now.
Did you start out slower and build up to it, or was it like you just went out there and changed one day into the next?
Well, you should build into it to the longer distances, but me being me, stubborn and silly, I went from half marathon straight up to 31 miles. I've never been that far before. I just went up there and then I'd done a few 50Ks, mountain runs, and then a guy reached out to me on Facebook and said, do you want to run 50 miles with me? So me being me, I said, yeah, why not? And then here we go. The next weekend, I was running that 50 miles on the Worcestershire Way.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was
incredible.
It was hard. It was tough. I was in tears at the
end.
Yeah. Well, it is a pretty grueling sport. I mean, aside from the mental and emotional strength that's needed, obviously physical fitness is a key, is key. Can I assume that before you started running the long distances, you didn't have the physical condition that's needed? Can you give an idea of what your training routine is like?
I didn't have the conditioning whatsoever. I had the mental toughness like nearly there. I wanted to do these things, but my body wasn't allowing it. And then, I started forming a team, and then they started pushing me to the 100 mile distances. And then I booked onto an event and then completed it, which was the Cotswolds Way, from Chipping Campden to Bath Abbey, which is 102 miles. So yeah, I ran that one. And I was very pleased with that. So lots
What
of
do you
tears.
do? What do you do for training? I mean, gym, or is it just
I have
constant?
my own gym at mine.
Okay.
So I just do strength training twice, 3 times a week. Lots of hiking with the dogs, obviously, climbing. Walking around in 10 kilo vests just on the dog walk a couple of times a week just to strengthen up the legs, add that w extra weight on. And I'm being coached by one of the best out there right now, Jack Scott. He's just won the Montane Spine Race. You've probably heard of it. Yeah, he won it this January, so he knocked 10 hours off the course record. So yeah, my life is structured by Jack at the moment. It's perfect. I'm a big fan of his. It's where it all started out. I saw him on social media and he was running the Offa's Dyke race actually, and he come first. And I said to my partner at the time, I want a part of this life. And so here I am, nearly 6 years on, starting the start line in August, where I first watched my coach doing it. So anything's possible.
Brilliant. We'll have to arrange for him to come on with you one day, do a podcast with the two of you.
Yeah, I sure would
Definitely.
love that.
Definitely, without a doubt. How different is marathon training to ultra training? Is ultra training, it has its own challenges, or is there anything that is different that you would, tell our listeners when they're training for marathons or ultra training?
I think marathon running, especially on road, is much quicker than ultra running, if that makes sense, like mountain runner. So yeah, so sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I think that it's heart rate in the mouth sort of thing with these marathon runners, especially on the road. Everything's done by time, and pure speed. And with us, it's a lot more take your time over a longer distance. But yeah, I've sort of gelled a lot of it together now, and I'm running a decent 50 mile race. The other week, actually, 2 weekends ago, I ran the Malvern Hills Ultra and come fifth place, 45 miles, 8,000 feet of climbing in just over 8.5 hours. I went for a sub 9 hours. I got it. And I wanted a Hall of Fame entry, which I got. So
Fantastic.
please.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Wow. That's awesome. And now, you do run in the wild. You do run on elevations, as you just said. And there may be some hidden pitfalls along the way. What challenges do you face, and do you get injured? Do you ever get injured?
I've been injured a couple of times, but thankfully, it wasn't for long, a couple of weeks, just like a knee injury where I fell over. Yeah, I've been strength training, so I work it all together, so it all works for me. Me and my coach working closely with the strength and conditioning and the running, so yeah,
You're
it's all
in
good.
incredible shape. You have to be in incredible shape to do this.
Not bad shape now, yeah. So we're getting there, heading in the
That's
right
great.
direction.
That's great. Are there many other runners that participate in these ultra runs, the ones that are like 50 miles, 100 miles? Or are you the
Yeah,
only
there's
one?
it's a lot of people that do it. I've met some
Really?
amazing people ultra running. That's all I hang around with at the moment, so
Wow, that's
enjoying
incredible. I suppose
it.
you've all got the same mindset and the same discipline, so it makes sense that you'd
Yeah.
all sort of group together.
Yeah, definitely. I've met a colossal amount of people and I love every single one of them. And we all come from different walks of life, like broken marriages, loss of a child, drug, alcohol addiction. You know, I think in the ultra running scene, you've got to be an element of not normal for running that sort of distance. You can't just be simply normal, if that makes sense, to run 100, 200 miles. There has to be something there in the background, dormant, that you've come from. But yeah, of course, there's a handful of people who have lived a great life and they're lucky enough to have that as their opportunity to take on. Yeah, definitely.
And do you run by yourself, or do you run, when you train, do you run by yourself, or do you run in groups?
All my structured training is done by myself, and I run the group on Facebook called Running Hike in the Malverns. And I started that about 3 years ago now. And my goal was to make a team of ultra runners. We can all get to know each other and just progress. And 3,300 people later, from novices to elite, they're all on there from all around the world. So it's going really good at the moment. And we all do videos. We all do group runs like twice a year up on the Malverns, the Brecon Beacons in Wales, up in Church Stretton. What I live in Shropshire, so it's a beautiful part of Ludlow I live at the moment. So yeah, I'm right amongst it, the forest and the Shropshire Hills. So I'm very lucky. And Wales is an hour away. So yeah, so
That's
lucky,
lovely.
really.
I used to live in the UK. I was there for 10 years. So
Yeah.
I know your area, as in I've traveled to it. So yeah, it's
Yeah.
beautiful there. It really is beautiful.
Very.
One day I'll get over
And
there. I'm on Long Island in New York, in the United States. So
nice. Yeah, nice.
yeah, it's a good area. It's nice. So, but one day I'll get over to I just went to London for one day. That was it. But I want
One
to
day.
one day, only one day. We came up from Paris. We were in Paris and we took the Channel train up and we just spent the day there. So
Yeah.
I didn't really get
You
a
haven't seen
chance to
England.
see. It's not enough. No, it's not
No.
enough. I would love to see the countryside in England.
Yeah, Wales, Snowdonia, Brecon Beacons, you just can't beat it. It's beautiful. And
Beautiful.
Scotland. Scotland's right up there,
Oh,
so
I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah, that's great.
Well, you do your running in basically what Mother Nature provides. You obviously go through physical pain and endurance, but the scenery around you is stunning. In that environment, do you do soul searching? Do you focus on that beauty to help you get through the physical challenges you're going through at that moment? Or does nature just become a blur and you're focused solely on the run?
Well, depends what distance I'm doing. If it's 50 miles, then I'll get my head down and work hard so I get it done fast as I can. Any distance from 50 and below is work hard, but anything 100 and over, you can have a jolly with everybody. You know, it's like a big buffet, just going from checkpoint to checkpoint, eating, just having a laugh. But as soon as like 60, 70 miles starts coming, then starts to toughen up a little bit then. So I think about mile 80, I start to go to dark places, I think. Yeah.
Wow. You hit the wall. Did they say you hit the wall, Glenn?
Yeah, I'm lucky. I haven't hit a wall in a race yet. I've been to a dark space a few times, but yeah, I think I'm one of the
How
lucky
did you
ones. I
feel
haven't hit
about
a
that?
wall.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel
How
about
do you pull yourself out of it?
the
How do I? Oh, It's a tough one, it is. It's like, as my coach said, when he runs spine race, he used up 99% of everything he had, and he ran 150 miles or 1%, just ran and ran and ran into the unknown. And I suppose I take a lot from my coach, Jack. And yeah, I try and put it into my way of thinking as well. So everything he says, like find a way and whatever it takes, and it all starts making sense in the later stages. You know, it's just like, I know it's a tough one, really, because you think about things that happened years ago, like when you're 15, 16, conversations you thought you'd forgotten, I think. Family,
the subconscious comes through.
I think so, yeah. It's just like a little bit of hallucinations. I haven't gone really deep yet where I'm really suffering, but I'm sure August is going to throw all of that at me, and I'm looking forward to it.
By the way, that August 23rd is my husband's birthday.
It's August the 24th. It's a Friday night. It starts
it's the 24th.
At 8 p.m.
Oh, is it? Sorry, I must have got date wrong then.
Okay.
No, it's okay. August the 24th, 8 p.m., Chepstow kickoff.
Okay.
8
cool.
p.m. So you start running in the evening. That's
yeah. So the first event. Night will be easy. We'll be coming up through Pandy into the Black Mountains in Wales. And then checkpoint 3 is my hometown where I was raised, Hay-on-Wye. So hopefully have family and friends there flapping me through. And then checkpoint 4, and then 5 is Kington and Knighton. Further up you go, just gets tougher and tougher the further you go, I guess. I can't wait. I've got a good crew behind me. So pretty excited.
Oh, good. It should be wonderful. You know, good athletes, Glenn, as you mentioned before, need to be very disciplined. And of course, you sound like you are very disciplined. And follow strict diets. I'm just so interested in what is your diet like? You know, when you're training for these long runs, what do you eat? What is it?
Well, a strict diet would probably be the marathon runners, not the ultra runners.
Okay, really?
Yeah, we can eat what we want. Basically, I eat like burgers, chips, Chinese if I want to. But come towards race day, about a month out, then I clean up all my diet. So chicken, rice, eggs, double up on the proteins, loads of veg. Hydration is key leading up to race day with electrolytes, vitamins, you know. And as the training starts, you know, mellowing down, for your taper week, then you need to start resting right up then for your taper week and catch up with your Zeds. Sleep is key.
Wow. This is kind of a personal, question, but what about bathrooms? What happens? You know, like
bathrooms,
you're out in nature.
You're talking to an ultra runner here. The shorts just come down and you just go anywhere, literally. Anywhere. I was actually on a race in the Brecon Beacons 2 years ago. It's a 45 mile fast race.
Wow.
There's a mountain full of people, and when you gotta go, you gotta go. And I was literally doing it there right next to the path and people just walking past. They couldn't even make eye contact with me. And on another race on the Cotswolds Way, when we was just coming to the finish, myself and my friend Alex, bless him, we done it there, and we're looking at each other in the eye opposite the path. It is what it is. You just can't hold it for 100 miles. End of story. Cover it the best you can, at least.
Right, more people who have it's ruined their races because of it. It can be a real issue, but. And so before your races, you actually have to hydrate on, on, energy drinks, or is it just water that you're hydrating on, or?
Before race day, I'm hydrating on water alone with electrolyte tablets. So
Electrolyte, right.
yeah, just, a liter a day for about 5 days before race day. Don't go too crazy. And just sip it all through the day. Vitamins, iron, magnesium, fish oils. Sleep is key for race week. You need to be bagging those hours. So if you're not
Sure.
doing anything, if you're not at work, just get your head down, get an hour or two, because on the longer runs, you will notice a difference.
Yeah,
Yeah.
sure. And how do you sustain your energy? Do you take breaks, or do you, on the road, they have like set up these places where they give you oranges or anything like
Yeah,
that?
the checkpoints. It's very rare. I'll only go to the check. Well, I'll go through them. They take my race number off me, just to make sure I've gone through. My crew, Zosa, she will always be behind the checkpoint about half a mile, so I could just go straight past, and I'm not caught up with all the checkpoint, chit chat and people doing their own thing.
Right.
I'm just head down and keep working for it. And it's like a pit stop with me and Zoe. I'll just come straight in. She'll grab my bottles, put new ones in, Marmite and cheese sandwiches cut into squares,
Oh,
and
nice.
bite-sized sausage rolls. And my go-to, and the Voom bars they've just released. They're pretty decent. So yeah, I try to stay away from gels and powders until, 24 hours, and then I'll start. If I get food in, see, after a while, it's hard to swallow. So once you've been running for like a whole day and a night, and then into the next day, it does get tough. So
So what do you do after you, I mean, you're running these incredibly long miles, and then what do you do when you what do you the day after? Are you crippled? Do
yeah,
you?
the first 100 I ran, I was in bed for a week after. I could not move, I couldn't even open my eyes, and I just couldn't do a lot. The second 100 I ran, I was fine within a day or two. The third 100 I ran, which was on the Brecon Beacons, it rained for the whole race pretty much, 100% rain.
Oh
For
my
33 hours, my toenail come off, my toes were
God.
popping because your feet are just wet all the
Yeah,
time.
sure, they're wet.
Yeah, so you had trench first and still made it to the end. But after that one, my friend Zosa, she stayed the night to make sure I was okay. And I collapsed in the night. I got it because I was so dehydrated. And yeah, but hopefully it won't be like that after the office dike. It's got to be done properly.
Well, this is it. You also learn from, well, you learn from your mistakes, so you learn from your experiences, and
Yeah,
you know what
definitely.
to, not to do the next time, or what to do the next time.
That's
You
key,
make it
yeah.
that much easier.
Yeah.
But do you find, Glenn, that every race is different from the next? Like, you can't, with nature, you can't predict that, well, there's going to be a downpour, or that day is not going to work out very well. It's going to be a little bit warmer, or so do you kind of modify yourself to the situation, or
Well, every race you've got a kit list, and you have to be carrying in your backpack all of the kit list. So it could be waterproofs, bottoms, jackets, thermal base tops and gloves, hats, stuff like that. And it has to be in your race pack with whistle, a map, compass. So yeah, you have to go prepared for these longer things. And
And you run
well,
with
nature will throw everything at you, and she will do that. So you just got to be ready for it, I guess.
And of course,
Yeah.
the UK being the UK, it will rain and give you, it won't necessarily give you good weather. So
Well, This is the
you
thing on
focus
the
on
beacons,
this.
way on the Bracken Beacons last summer. It was summer, it was July, and it
Was
was
it?
100% rain. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
wow.
just it's warm rain though, so that was nice.
Yeah,
Just
but it still
warm
rained.
rain. Yeah,
You
still
wear that
rain. It's just a
backpack,
normal.
Glenn? Do you wear the
Yeah.
backpack? You wear that throughout the entire race?
You have to. It's part of the race rules. If you don't, then you
Wow.
get disqualified. Has to be on your person. So you've got to have a charged mobile phone, everything in there. And when at checkpoints, they could call you in, your race number. Can you come for a kit check? So they could check your kit. And if it still isn't, if you've removed something or lost it, you could get disqualified. So, yeah.
Wow, how interesting. Do
Well,
you
it's for your
find
own
that
safety at the end of the day.
that gets heavier and heavier as time goes on?
It feels like it, yeah. Even though you're eating and drinking out of it and stuff like that, all your food, it just feels like it's getting heavier, yeah, as you're getting
Yeah.
tired.
Yeah, I
So,
would imagine so. Wow,
yeah.
that is incredible. I
Well,
just
looking
admire
through.
you so much.
Say again, sorry.
I just admire you so much for what you're doing, you know.
Yeah, it is. There's only certain people who can run ultras, I think, and yeah, hats off to anyone who gets out there and has a go.
Well, looking through the various social media sites that you post on, it's clear the support and the encouragement and the camaraderie that you have with your fellow runners, and it's lovely to read, actually. Do you also have that support from outside that close-knit circle, from your friends, your family? Do they understand why you do it, what it's made, you know, what difference it's made in your life? Can they see it? Can they understand it?
My friends who I used to knock about with, I don't know, they come across as they think is weird. But that's
Well,
okay.
from
I've got
party animal to runner, yeah, okay, I can see there's a bit of a difference.
like my closest friends, they say, wow, like what, coming from where you were to what you are now is incredible. My
Yeah.
family, they don't understand it, I don't think. So I don't really talk to them about it,
Right.
They just read it on social media and how did you get on? And it's just one of them, I think. It just
Yeah.
they just understand it, and it's just something for me. I don't need anyone else to understand it,
No, of course not. Yeah.
just
It's
for
just
me
nice
among.
though if they do.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So.
That's right.
And you also have a crew that supports you during the runs. You mentioned one of your friends. How many people are involved and what role do they play? What
Right.
does your crew do?
The first time I ran my 100, it wasn't actually in a race. It was just to see if I could do it.
Right.
And yeah, it was two of my, well, three friends. And yeah, they got me through right to the finish. A broken man, but I done it. And that's what sparked it then. I knew I wanted to be an even further long distance runner. So. All I need is one,
Right.
Zosa, and she's the best at being the crew. She knows exactly what to do in and out the checkpoints. So hello, goodbye, that as fast as that. And she's always on the blower if I need her. If I need her sooner, she'll get there. It's just
That's
she is,
wonderful.
yeah, perfect to have on your team. So
Is she a runner as well? Has she experienced it as a runner?
She is an ultra runner herself, and she's
Right.
just come third lady on the Devon coast to coast yesterday, actually.
Brilliant.
So,
Congratulations to her. Wow, that's
yeah,
wonderful.
112 miles, bless her.
Wow.
Yeah.
She'll be catching up to your 188 pretty soon.
Yes, we've got this thing, me and Zoe. She's currently leading me now on distance. I'm 107 and she's 112, so August I'll
Wow.
re-overtake her, hopefully.
Oh. Wow, that's incredible. So you've just come fifth in the MHU.
Yeah, Malvern Hills Ultra. Yeah, I have.
And have you run abroad or just in the UK so far?
Just in the UK so far at the moment, because I can't find babysitters for these three.
Oh.
Yeah, he's very untrusting, isn't he, mate? So I don't want to do it for him. I've got another ultra runner. She's coming to stay at my house in August when I run the office dog. She's also a dog walker, so I won't have to worry about a thing. She will stay here all weekend, and I could just get on with the race and get my head down and work hard. So,
Wonderful, wonderful. What's your fastest known time?
on the Worcestershire Way, so December 2022, I went and set the record for the fastest known time on the Worcestershire Way, out
Wow.
and back, actually. So I ran from Bewdley to Malvern Hills, turned around and ran all the way back out. What was
Wow.
that, 63 miles? So I set the record, knowing, I didn't run it fast. I just went there, set the record. No one's even
Wow.
attempted it. But I'd love to go back and have another pop at it and go and shave some hours off that one. So yeah.
So you want to break the records again? You hope to break
Yeah,
some.
I would like somebody to go and break that record so I've got something to race against. I've just bagged another FKT this year with my mate Seb. We done the doubles on the Worcestershire Way, and it was a time to beat. So it's only one way, Bewdley to Malvern, so 31 miles. And 6 hours was the time to beat. 6 hours two, I think. And we done it 5 hours 43. So we took the crown there. And
Nice.
we're pleased with that. I've got a couple more in the pipeline, but I want to get August out of the way first. And God forbid I'll be okay after that. I need to slow things down for the rest of the year, just do short, sharp races. And hopefully I'll just be, I just want to recover really well and take my time and spend lots of time with my boy and my dogs. And yeah, so
What has been the most challenging of your runs?
which run? Some training runs, actually. Some of them were just horrible. You just don't want to do them. But yeah, I dragged my sorry backside up there and go and get them done. Like tonight, I just ran a 9 mile hill reps up the forest. Didn't even want to go there, but my friend Zoe said, get up there. So she,
She got you
pulled my
up
finger out. Yeah, it's just like, go on, get up there. So you feel better for it. So I have, and I do. And that's that. Yeah. I'd say in a race, the toughest one I ever, like an actual race, was probably the Beacon's Way, because it just rained the whole race.
Well,
It
you
was
lost
quite tough.
your toenail too.
And I popped because my toes were so soggy, like two or three of my toes popped.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
That was
Yeah, that
sore.
sounds
Yeah.
like it would be the most challenging one. And your
It
favorite run?
was, yeah. My favorite, it's got to be the Cotswolds Way. Yeah, it's just beautiful. You can see the Black Mountains, the Malvern Hills, miles upon miles of just everywhere. And it's just lovely.
It's just the beauty of nature.
Yeah, and dropping into Bath Abbey as well at the end.
No, very nice.
The cathedral, yeah, because it's the finishing line's there. It's just like, wow, I've just run 102 miles.
Brilliant.
That is brilliant.
And you obviously have pets. You've mentioned them. Tell us a bit about them. Three dogs.
Yeah, I've got three dogs and I've got a ginger tomcat. He's an old boy, bless him. He's round here somewhere sleeping. Yeah, so I've got this one here, Bruno. He's a Romanian rescue.
No. He's
Look,
adorable. Bruno. Hello, Bruno. Hi,
hi,
Bruno. Does he hear
Bruno.
his name?
Yeah. I've got a husky, Bella. She's upstairs on my
Bella.
bed.
What a great name.
I've got a little staffie called Reggie, and he's the best of
Oh,
the boys.
Reggie.
Yeah, he's the goodest out of all of them. He, no problem at all.
Oh,
So,
bless you. Are they
and he's
all
my
rescues?
pardon?
Are they all rescues?
No, only Bruno. I brought the other 2 years ago. Yeah, they're getting on a bit now, bless them. So
Oh.
that's what started my running, really. Those two upstairs. I was just running 3, 4 miles with them. You know, getting a dog does get you out a lot more. So I
Yeah.
do recommend that. I do recommend that to everyone who wants to start fitness. Go to a rescue, go and get one or two dogs, maybe three if you've got the room, and go
Yeah.
running with them. So they can, you know, make
That's
form a
right.
team.
Yep. And they challenge you.
Yeah, they do, but we wouldn't change them for the world, would we?
Oh no,
No,
definitely not. We love them.
not at
Yeah,
all.
definitely.
Not at all.
So tell us about the Senior Staffy Club. How did you get involved?
I was living over in Worcester at the time, and I was doing some home checks and taking dogs to their homes, these ones that remain in rescues for a different charity called High Hopes Rescue.
Okay.
So that's what I was doing. And then I started getting involved with the Senior Staffy Club. And yeah, I went to meet them and start become a kennel crusader. And I started walking them as well in my spare time. And sadly, because I've moved from the area, I can't do that anymore. So I just
Oh.
run and raise money for them. They sent me a t-shirt. So
Brilliant.
that's so cute. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely love it.
It is great. I love it.
Yeah, they do
Well,
fantastic things for staffies. You know, I'm sure all the rescues do for all of the dogs. So yeah, you're gonna get a dog until you rescue.
Well, the run you're doing to raise funds for them is on August 24th, as you said. Can you give us some details?
Say that again, sorry.
The run you're doing to raise funds for them on August 24th, can you give us some details?
Well, if you go on the link on my wall, or will I be posting that to you guys? Have you got the link?
If you're talking about for the fundraiser, I can post it on our website.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, that would help massively. I'm aiming to get £1,000 or beyond. I'm nearly halfway there.
You're halfway there. I mean, I checked the fundraiser before coming on, and you've raised close to £500 so far. So
Yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
yeah, thank you. I didn't
And
even
that's
know.
before you even started.
Yeah, so yeah, we've got till August now to bump that up, and I'd love to reach a £1,000 target.
All right.
Definitely, yeah,
Well,
so.
we'll certainly encourage our listeners to support. And as I said, we'll li add the link to our website and try and get people to go in through that.
What is
Yeah,
this?
okay.
What is the senior staffy club? What is their mission?
To rehome all of the senior staffy dogs. So they take on all of the elderly
Wonderful.
boys and girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like sadly, some people they go into hospices or pass away, and
Yeah.
their elderly dog that they've grown old with, they find themselves on their own. So the senior staffy club go and collect them. And all of the aunties there, that's what we're called, uncles and aunties to the dogs. Bless them.
Yes, that's lovely. Yeah.
They, like most of them, the majority, they do go straight into foster homes. But
Yeah.
sadly, some of them have to go into kennels if there's no space. But they're well looked after, really well looked after. And that's when people like myself get involved, and we take them out for walks for an hour or two, go and sit with them, play with them. You know, it makes a hell of a difference to them.
Sure.
And like going from home to home then, and it helps. And if we're advertising them on our social media, then the awareness is there. Hopefully they just get rehomed quicker.
I commend you for what you're doing, Glenn, because a lot of people, a lot of runners, my husband's a runner, and a lot of runners are, do they just their solitude, you know, they like their solitude, they like to run by themselves, and they get a lot out of it. They can, you know, meditate and do whatever, you know, think through their day running and all of that. But to be able to be inspired by this great group, you know, this club, and then turn it around and say, well, I want to do something really good for this, so I think I'll run to fundraise. And I just commend you for it, because there's many, you know, many runners, they're loners, you know, but you've reached out and you have a big heart and you want to help this organization. And what inspired you to start doing this? What happened that you decided, well, I like this organization, you know, did you go over there? Did somebody contact you?
I contacted them and I asked them if they would like anyone to come and walk their dogs, and they wrote back saying
Wow.
yes, please. So I was straight over there. Then a week, about 2 weeks after getting inducted, signed all the papers, and
Yep.
yeah, so I was straight in there. And they have a group on Facebook where they put all the dog walkers in for the charity, and they post in there, we need dog walkers all next week, Monday to Monday. So then you could put in what hours you can do on any day. So mine was the weekend, saying I'll do Saturday or Sunday, 2 hours each day, or it's just stuff like that, you know. And people who didn't work, or if they had a lot of spare time in the week, then they would fill the week's slots in. So yeah, it worked out for the dogs and the charity, luckily.
That's beautiful.
Do you have any idea how many dogs approximately they're working with at the moment?
The senior Staffy Club, I'm not entirely sure.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
They've got kennels in Stoke, I think in Kidderminster and Worcester that I know of. So
Okay.
yeah, so they are quite big. They have a big following on Facebook anyway.
That
All
is
right.
great. Okay, so
That's
they're not just
wonderful.
based in one area. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they've got kennels in different areas, I
Yeah.
think,
Yeah.
which they use. And they got foster homes all over the place near the kennels anyway, and they try and keep it local. If you want to foster, then so they could keep an eye on things, and they're not miles and
Sure.
miles and miles if
Sure,
something went
sure,
wrong. Yeah.
sure. And so that's
Are your
fabulous.
runs tracked? Can people follow your routes online?
Yeah, you can. On this Offa's Dyke Race, it will be tracked. The event is called Beyond Marathon.
Okay.
And you can go on that group on Facebook on the page, like it, and see the trackers when they go up. And my name will be
Okay.
up on them.
Beyond
Beyond
Marathon,
Marathon.
you said.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, cool. No, we'll do that. And again, we'll encourage people to do the same.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. And I was serious, nearer the time, about a week or so before it, I mean, I know you'll be busy training and so on, so whenever is convenient, we'd love to have you and a rep from the Staffy Club to come on
Yeah.
and talk a bit more about it and encourage people to, you know,
Oh
get a
yeah, I'll be
dog
up for
in.
that. On my taper week, I'll have a lot of time, so there's no more training. I'll just be resting all week then, ready
Okay.
for D-Day on Friday. So my boss luckily has allowed me to have Wednesday to Wednesday off, so I'll have a whole week off.
That's
Great.
great.
That's
That's
great. I
great.
can't wait. Yeah,
Yeah.
well needed.
And when do you have any other hobbies that you enjoy doing in your spare time? I mean, it doesn't sound like you have too much spare time, but
Me and my boy, he's 10. He likes to hit the
Oh.
gym, so he's got me into strength training properly again,
Good.
because yeah, he's inspired me to do it really. I was quite
Good on
lazy on that.
him.
I just wanted to run all the time, but he wanted to train, so I thought, you know what, let's do it properly. And the past year, he's bulking up and I'm getting stronger.
Oh.
So we're working good as a team, and he comes out hiking with me. So my hobbies really are hanging around with my son, walking the dogs, and running and being around my running friends. That's it. Anything outside of that, I just don't put any time to anymore.
Anything
Yeah.
else? Yeah.
You're so, it
Uh,
sounds like
so,
you're
uh,
so.
is your son going to be a future runner, do you think?
Never say never. He loves hiking. He loves climbing. So we'll see.
Yeah. He's got a ways to go.
I think as soon as he can join the gym, I think he's going to find a lot of friends in the gym. And whatever he wants to do, I'm happy for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds
It
like
was
it's
lovely that
happening.
you inspire each other, though.
Yeah. That's a
Yes.
special bond.
Yeah, we're real close, me and Billy. So yeah. We do
That's
have a
wonderful.
laugh.
That's wonderful. Great, great.
So, how can our listeners find you on social media?
Glenn Davis on Facebook, Ultra Glenn on Instagram and TikTok,
Okay.
and Ultra Glenn on Strava.
Okay. Cool.
So if you want to track all my runs and look at my dog walks and just stuff I get up outside of running, swimming, paddle boarding, just stuff like that, then yeah,
That's
have a
great.
look.
Cool. Does your
And
son go to the races and
he's come to a few of them and watched them
yeah,
and watched me finish
cheered
and
you
everything.
on.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, Zosa brought him to one. I come third. I got my first podium on a 21-mile race last year, and yeah, it was fast. I went out with fast boys and girls, and it paid off. And
That's
they were there, yeah, and they
congratulations.
were there at the end, and my heart was full. I reached
Yeah.
the podium, they were there to witness it, and I went home smiling. So I was buzzing,
Isn't it
really happy.
wonderful? It's wonderful when you have that support.
Yeah, oh, it
You
definitely
know?
is. Like in the olden days, I was just racing, getting to the finish, no one there, get in my car, come home, sit here, no one to tell, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And but now I've got all these friends that want to hear this, because you know, everyday friends, they don't want to hear about running all the time, and I understand that. I get it, you know. So, like, I don't want to hear about how's your day been at work. I don't want to listen to that.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds a bit
Sure.
selfish, but I go to work and I do a day's graft. Well, I don't do much at work, to be fair. I'm part of a security team, so I just sit in a hut all day, so resting, and I get paid for it. So, yeah,
You
work
can't
hand in hand.
complain. No.
Can't complain, won't complain. So,
Right. But having that support is really tremendous in your for your mental state. You know, everyone needs to have someone that they can
rely
look
on.
forward to seeing, and yeah, it really makes it worth it. It really makes it worth it. Like you said, you come home and there's nobody met you, nobody, you come home and there's nobody to talk to about it. But if you have like-minded people and people that are really, truly, and genuinely care about, you know, the fact that they're cheering you on and rooting you on, it makes it so worthwhile, you know, especially that you're fundraising. I mean, that I think that's just so commendable for you. I
yeah.
admire you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Do you have any other races coming up before the August one?
I got a couple of short races. So I've got a 10K in Hay on Wye in a few weeks. And then Wye Forest Half Marathon. So these are just little races that I don't really talk about.
Well, it doesn't
Just
matter. They're
treat
still gearing you up for the big one, though, aren't
Yeah, I just
they? Yeah.
treat them as a training run, just go there.
Exactly.
Yes, just go and get it done, get a medal, come home, and just happy that I could do these things, you know. So
Sure.
well, finally, if you were an animal, what animal would you be and why?
if I was an animal, which one would I be and why?
We ask all our guests this question. Always catches them out, but we've ended up with some interesting answers.
Yes.
A wolf. A
A wolf.
wolf for the endurance.
Oh,
Wonderful. Yep. Very good choice, actually.
Or an orca for the endurance.
Yeah. That's
So, yeah.
awesome. That's
Yeah.
awesome. Great. Great.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Glenn. It's been a real pleasure, and we hope to have you back in August, as we said, to discuss the charity run in more detail.
Yeah.
We'll post
Definitely.
your we'll post your links on social media, and as I said, encourage people to follow along. So that will be great. The more support we can give you, the better.
Yeah,
Thank you. Appreciate
definitely.
it.
Definitely. We're cheering you
So
on.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely. Well,
you're.
yeah, you've definitely got two new supporters here, so
Yeah, you've
Cheers,
got
ladies. Really, really
you're an
appreciate it.
inspiration.
Yeah,
Thank you.
definitely.
I couldn't even, I mean, even the very thought of driving that amount of miles.
I hear that all the time, when people ask me, how did your 100-mile race go? And I'd say, it was tough, like they all are.
Yeah.
First thing they say is, I just don't want to drive that far. I hear that quite a lot. The majority of people say that.
My
Or the other
goodness.
one is, I couldn't even run half a mile without
Yeah.
collapsing. So
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
go hand in hand.
Yeah. So, wow. You're an inspiration. You really, really are. Thank
Thank
you. Doing
you.
what you're doing, because you're obviously doing it right.
For
For as
Thank you.
long as I can, I will
Yes.
be. Thanks.
That's
Good.
great. That's great.
Well, to all our loyal listeners, thank you once again for joining us. Remember to tune into all our podcast episodes on howlingtalent.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Until next time, everyone, take care.
Thank you. Thanks, Glenn. Thank you,
Thank you.
Glenn.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Speak soon.
Cheers.
Bye.